You Can Relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Relax, the podcast. I'm your host, Colleen Ballinger, but more widely known, I almost said wildly known, but more commonly known. What's the, what, how do you phrase that? More.
I have no idea what you're
talking
about.
When you're like, but I'm more known as, what do you, how do people say it? What's that? What am I thinking of? But most people know me as.
That sounds better. That sounds like
English. There's like, I know there's like a common phrase. Ugh, whatever. Most people know me. I'm more popular for my, how do I, what's the phrase I'm thinking of?
I literally have no idea.
Love me.
You're not speaking.
Anyway, I'm Colleen Ballinger, but I'm more popularly
more commonly known,
is that it? Commonly known as?
I don't know what you're getting at. I don't know what you're going to say.
Sorry. More commonly known as Carrot's wife.
Yeah, right.
That's what I was going to say, and I ruined it.
You're an international superstar.
I even bought and I'm wearing carrot socks today.
Oh, my.
I bought these because you are carrot, love.
Okay.
And you're not wearing any socks.
Good for the eyes.
Anyway, hi.
Vitamin A?
Vitamin A.
I think that's what carrots are rich in.
I don't know. My grandpa always told me that they helped you to see better.
Yeah. Good for your eyesight.
How are you? Who needs to relax for you today, lovey?
I was going to go with armpits. What a mess.
Okay. I agree with
what's
that.
Going on there?
Let's get right into it.
Yeah. What's going on there?
We have them.
We have them. But like, and like, as we evolved, why was our bodies like, well, you know what? We got this like thin skinned crease under the arm. So we'll put all the sweat glands there. So why sweat? Oh, because our bodies get hot and it'll like cool us off. But like also like if they're anxious, let's just make them, it'll sweat there too. Mm-hmm. Like if they're, you know, for all kinds of reasons, like it'll just sweat there too. Mm-hmm. Also like, can we put pubes? Should we throw in some pubes?
Is this Mother Nature talking? God, who are you doing the voice of?
This is like our cells. This is like, you know, our protons and neutrons.
Yeah.
That, you know,
just
becoming
being like, yeah,
cells and
this.
Evolving into like a
let's
more.
Make it smell real bad.
More functional. Yeah. Okay, can we add some? Okay. So we got this. We got it wet. We added some like upper body pubes there.
Mm-hmm.
Can we also like make it like wet all the time?
And smelly?
And smelly. Smelly. That's
smelly,
what I was going
yeah.
for. And like. If you're going to produce an odor from your body, also put it there.
Yeah.
A lot going on. Mm-hmm. And so like, as we've been going through this heat wave, which some people refer to as
summer.
Summer? What,
yeah, some people
summer?
Say that. I wouldn't.
That's how you say it, right?
That, yeah.
It's been really hot, like every day.
So hot.
It's like I can't wear gray shirts.
Yeah.
I can't wear charcoal material.
Yeah.
Nothing is safe from what's going on.
Yeah, I can't wear any shirts that are tight in the pit area. I wear tank tops or rompers, as you have seen.
I'd rather
big
just
baggy
not,
t-shirts.
Like, and have, like, not have sleeves.
Yeah, that's what I'm,
because then it's
do.
Like, if you don't have sleeves, they're, you know what I mean? You can get away with more.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have sleeves?
Why do we have armpits?
Why?
Yeah.
What do you mean why?
I was just being silly in response to what you said. But it is curious like why that's the area that has the sweat glands.
Yeah.
Like what isn't everywhere a sweat gland? Like isn't there all your
skin
a sweat
glands?
But
there's a majority of sweat glands like there. And because as I mentioned before, I did Google this and
what exactly did you Google actually? I would love to know.
Armpits why?
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
So you Google the same way that you text?
Yeah.
You don't Google unfold sentences. You just
No, never. Unless and yeah, you usually it'll AI autofill, right?
Not when you text people.
No, not when you text people. When you Google,
no, I know.
It'll like
Eric, I think we've talked about this on the podcast a long time ago. I feel like I say that every episode, but Eric is, I think, one of the worst texters I've ever texted in my entire life.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
It is a compliment.
And also
it's
be
impressive.
Offended. What do you mean?
No, it's so impressive. We've talked about this so many times. It's
I don't know.
Very impressive. He does not speak in sentences. He just says jumbled words and hopes and not hopes, expects you to figure it out.
I don't think that that's true.
I cannot have this conversation with you right now. He will text like if you say like, hey, you want, I'm making dinner. What, like, let's say I text him, hey, I'm going to order some food for dinner. What would you like? He would respond, yeah. And if I say, what would you like? He'd say, yeah. And then if he's texting me a sentence, he would, like, I feel like I could just pull up my text
from him. That's what I'm looking at. It's a lot of TikToks that you send me.
Well, we rarely actually say like sentences to each other.
You say, I'm heading home, so much traffic. I say, okay, all good.
That's fine. No, I'm talking like, I've got to find like sentences from you.
There's pictures of our kids, pictures of our kids. I wrote the word mother effer about something.
It's hard to find examples because we don't text as much as we used to. And our texts are very like just TikToks to each other. But like, yeah, I think the problem is that like you'll omit like words that like and to the, what are those like a, what's that word called?
Prepositions.
I don't know. I don't remember.
I know what a noun is. It's a like, verb. It's not that.
No, it's like the one that connects.
I was an English like major for a little bit. What?
What?
No.
You were an English major?
For a little bit. We talked about this.
I don't remember that. Yeah. It's like a connecting word, like that connects a sentence. Sure. So you omit those and you don't put any punctuations. So you kind of have to guess. So like, here's one. Showering quick, then we'll nap them. Is a full sentence you said.
Yeah.
Showering quick, then we'll nap them.
Did you not know what I meant?
Well, I figured it out. But it wasn't like showering quickly.
I'm going to shower quickly, and then I'm going to put the babies down for a nap. Yeah.
You put showering quick, then we'll nap them.
Yeah.
But I didn't ask about that. It's like it was out of nowhere and there's no context.
You didn't even respond from what
probably
I recall.
Probably not.
I would say, this may be true, but I think that a majority, you're right. We don't text as much. It's lots of TikToks that you will send me. But also it's when you text me, it's usually like, you're requesting something from another part of the house that you were not in and you would like me to bring it to you, you know, like.
What? I don't text you to bring me things.
Yeah, like, but can you bring me this? Can you bring
like
me that?
What? Wait, give me an example, because I don't.
I don't have any diapers in here. Or,
wait, I don't.
My food just got here. Can you go get it? Or.
I think I've asked you to go get my food late at night.
My piano. You know what I mean? It's just like just submitting requests.
I think that's a very inaccurate
depiction of
our...
You texted me, I love you yesterday.
I did text you, I love you, randomly, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I found another one.
We'll talk shit about people?
Well, we don't do that, but I asked you if you wanted any food, I was ordering food, and you said, not breaking on no fast food thing, but XO.
What?
This is how you text, love. I don't...
Wait, let me see that one.
Not breaking on no fast food
like
thing, but XO.
But yeah, not breaking on the no fast food thing, but XO. Meaning I've been sticking to not eating fast food for like, you know, a couple months.
Yeah, but why did you say but?
Not even a cheat meal kind of thing.
But why did you say but and then XO?
But love you, but XO.
That means love you?
XO, yeah.
I didn't know that meant,
hugs
and kisses.
Yeah.
But why did you end the sentence with
like,
but?
Thanks, well, thanks for offering.
I felt like XO was like signing it.
I was essentially saying like, I'm not giving into your peer pressure of you ordering Taco Bell all the time, but hugs and kisses.
Yeah, I get it. But you don't say these things. You'll say anyway, it doesn't matter. But why are we talking about this anyway?
Cause I was talking about armpits.
Yeah. Where did that come from? Why am I talking about
I don't
who
know.
You text?
Cause then you, cause I don't know. It popped in your head about something.
I don't know.
Dang, oh, cause it. Wait, you said, do you text the way you Google?
Oh, cause you do. Yeah. Cause you said armpits. Why? Cause
yeah,
if I were
why?
To Google it, I would write out to Google like, why do armpits have the most sweat glands or something like that, or like the history or the evolution of armpits. Like I would search like a sentence.
Yeah, it could. Well, the armpit contains many sweat glands, nerves and blood vessels, and several lymph nodes. The skin in the armpit is thin and folds, making it prone to moisture and the growth of bacteria and yeast.
Okay.
Exclamation point. Yeah, you know, you ever get yeast in your armpit, love?
Not that I know of.
What's your deodorant these days?
One that has poison in it.
Oh, okay. You're not doing the crystal thing anymore?
I know. Oh, no. I never did. I did that for like 5 seconds. I used one that sponsored us for a while. Native, I think. They mm-hmm. Not sponsored. This is not sponsored. But in the past, they've sponsored us. And I used that for a while. And that was good. But I use like, it's like... Dove or one, I don't know, something
I can't
that
do
you get,
it. I can't do it with the
with I've, what?
Well, what do you think? I've been using a different one from that I found at a grocery store that said it was like natural, didn't have any.
I've noticed.
No, you didn't. You haven't. Really.
I did.
I stink.
I didn't say that.
I don't think I stink. I think it smells good.
Okay.
I did get the crystal one. It's right there.
That one doesn't work.
I don't understand it.
You, okay. It's so the crystal rock? One, my sister recommended it to me. So it's, yeah. So what you do is you get your armpit wet.
Oh, I've never done that when I do
and
it.
And then, and you get that wet and you roll that on when it's wet or something. It has to be clean. It has to be fresh, clean out of the shower. You roll that on.
But we're starting wet. We're already starting wet.
Yeah. Something like you get that thingy wet and then like you... I've used it before and it like kind of works, but mostly doesn't work. Not on me, but my sister, I think like swore by this. It's the directions are probably on it somewhere, but yeah, must be applied to clean skin, dampen underarms or top of stone and apply generously, reapply as needed. So I'm pretty sure it just felt strange. Like I felt like sticky and it wasn't sweaty, but it was just odd. It's this crystal. It's a mineral deodorant stick unscented.
Did you know? Are there certain clothes that you're like, I know I can't wear that because it'll pit stain like crazy?
Yeah, all clothes. Anything with sleeves at all.
And like, did you ever try? Because I feel like I've seen things where there's like, you put like something on the shirt, like it's like a sticker. You put like a sticker there.
I know because the clothes that are tight enough to have a pit stain for me are very tight girl clothes. Like you would see anything underneath. I can't, like a pad?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I've never used that. I just wear open tanks and rompers and whatnot. So yeah,
I just there's many things that I think are pretty silly about the human body, but I was just thinking about like in this heat, I'm just thinking armpits, man, what a mess.
Yeah, armpits are stinky.
What about you? Who do you I don't think I can go any further on that subject.
I don't know that anyone wants you to.
Okay,
honestly.
Well, who do you think needs to relax this
honestly
week?
I don't know, my brain is not working today at all. Okay. So I thought of a bunch of things today and then I didn't write them down, which is a horrible thing.
You can't do that, they'll go away.
And they did go away
for me. That's what happens.
So now I don't remember what those things were.
Can I do a second one then?
Yes, it'll remind me of mine.
There was, like I've said, I have selective dad hearing where I won't hear things. So like when you're calling me by like a nickname or something, I like a lot of times won't hear it, and I'll hear though, like when you say Eric.
Okay.
So you shouted Eric down the hallway and I was like, whoa. Mm-hmm. And I knew you were talking to me and whatever, mm-hmm. help with a kid or something. And it made me think about like how it sounded. And maybe we've talked about this before in the podcast, but then I was like with Flynn at a swim lesson and I heard a mom go Maverick to another kid, go Maverick. To the side, you know, something to Maverick. And I was like, that's a name, man. Maverick is a name. But also, like, I feel like Flynn's like a name. And I'm like, oh, I got an old person name now. So, you know, so I think like, and I think you do too.
Yeah.
To whereas like when I was younger, I was like, I got a young person name.
Yeah.
And like my parents' names seemed like old people's names.
Yeah.
And my grandparents' names seemed like really old people's names.
I think like grandparent names are now what's... newer.
Are they coming back?
I think for some people, yeah. Like, I think so. I think names get recycled, but also there's like weird, new, funky names that are coming around. I mean, but yeah, our names are old people names now for sure. Like names that were like really popular for us, like Ashley and like, you know, like I knew so many Ashleys. I knew so many.
Well, and I know like, so many Erics and I meet Erics all the time, you know, whatever. But like, I can't imagine anyone tomorrow, like someone's in a hospital right now. Their baby was just born. It's a boy. And they're going to be like, it's Eric.
Yeah. No,
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think that's going to be a common name in like our son's generation. So it's not going to be common in his generation and our kids' generations. And so they're going to think that we have old people names.
Yes. That is what's going to happen.
To whereas like, I'm going to look at their class list and be like, what is going on here? Mm-hmm. This is crazy. People got creative.
I don't know that my name was ever like an... Like Eric was a popular name when we were kids.
There was always another Eric in the class.
I never knew another. I've never known a Colleen my age ever. I've never known a Colleen my age. So I don't think that my name was ever like the popular name. I think it's just kind of a name that like sometimes people use it randomly, you know?
Uh-huh. What are your grandparents' first names?
Wayne.
Mm-hmm. Is somebody going to be named Wayne? Maybe. It's kind of cool.
Well, my grandma's name, she changed it to Joanne.
Uh-huh.
Then I had a grandma named Ruby, which is a very pretty name. I would name someone Ruby. I think that's a pretty name.
Very pretty.
And
you're
Donald.
Right, it's coming back. Donald?
I don't think so.
Don't think so. Maybe.
So I don't know.
How about this? Blanchard.
No, because of Gypsy Rose Blanchard. Like, I don't think people...
That's a first name. That's my grandfather's first name.
It's Gypsy Rose. Isn't that her last name?
I don't know. I associate it with my grandfather's.
I associate it with
Is that her last name?
I think it is, or Blanchard, or...
How about this? Alma.
Yeah, I guess not. I guess grandparent names aren't coming back. I don't know. I don't know what popular kid names are. I know that the names I liked
Mary.
I don't think so. Yeah, I guess not. No, no, no.
Those are pretty name though.
Yeah. I think that I only liked the names that were like earthy.
Okay.
Those are the names I always wanted for our kids.
Yeah.
And we ended up not going with any earthy names, did we?
We didn't, no.
But those are my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
You'd already spent all your earthy names on cats.
Just one cat?
I looked at the comments from last week's episode.
How'd that go?
People, speaking of wild, people had a lot to say about wanting to help us and explain to you the concept of GMO and wild,
right,
wild fruits and plants versus not non-wild ones. But there's a lot of science there, and it's hard to put in a comment, but there was a lot of that. So speaking of Daisy, one person had a funny metaphor saying that like our cat Daisy is like a good example of something genetically modified. Like that is not what the original cat,
of course,
looks like.
Right. Yeah. No, she's very
her
much.
Little rat.
Yeah. I think a lot of those fancy breeds are like that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the most like popular fancy pants breeds,
sure,
of cats and dogs are like super modified.
I think I even said that during the episode that dogs were like that. Anyways.
Yeah, no, I agree. All the comments were talking to me about I understand. I don't know. I was being silly, and I think it was not read that way. I think people were really upset with me that I thought the strawberries growing in our backyard were wild. But I have some very exciting news. Like,
you have an
very
announcement?
Very exciting news.
You have a huge announcement?
Well, kind of. It's more like I'm springing something on you, and we're, because maybe if I talk about it on camera, you'll be like, I don't know, have a different reaction than if we didn't talk about it on camera.
Okay.
So I found a cuttlefish. Now, for our listeners out there, our son, in case you didn't know, Flynn is very obsessed with cuttlefish. Extremely, like, I've never seen anyone so obsessed with
anything.
You know,
he thinks it's cuddle, right?
Yes, like cuddling. Mm. But he does know, other than that, he knows everything about cuttlefish.
Yeah.
And we went to Monterey Bay Aquarium hoping to find one. They did not have one. I've called every aquarium.
We're just cold
nearby.
Calling aquariums saying like, hey,
because
what's up?
That's who needs to relax. I'll tell you what.
Oh my.
Is aquarium websites. I have gone on so many aquarium websites and type in cuttlefish or Google cuttlefish, and these aquariums will put pictures of cuttlefish, and they'll even say, this is the cuttlefish in our aquarium, on their website. And then they don't actually have it there. They'll just put any picture from any year that they've been in existence where they've ever had this creature.
Yeah, it was like an exhibit at one point, but it was like a touring exhibit, but they just keep it on the website.
False advertisement is what it is. But anyway, so it's been very hard to find where there actually is a cuttlefish, because everywhere promotes that they have all these animals and then they don't actually. And so anyway, I finally found one and called today to confirm.
I'm so excited.
I found a location.
And they confirmed it?
They confirmed. They have what's called a dwarf cuttlefish.
Okay.
And they breed them there. So they have them and they're on display. You can see them. It's at the California Academy of Science in San Francisco.
Oh.
So I told you, I warned you this place might have cuttlefish a couple days ago. I was like, hey, I think I found a place in San Francisco that might have cuttlefish,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know yet. I haven't confirmed it because their website says they have it, but so does every other website.
Yeah. I was hoping to be a little bit closer wherever you're going to
say. Well, here's the deal. We're going to San Francisco in a few days.
In a matter of days. Yeah. It's true.
We have flights. Eric and I are going for just a day to go see Chapel Roan, which is insanely exciting. I cannot wait. But we're already going to San Francisco. Do we change our entire trip, go a couple days earlier with Flynn and take him to this and see cuttlefish and surprise him? What should we do that? I'm literally dropping this on Eric right now.
how do we, is that, are those, I don't, is any of those things movable?
I don't know. See, this is why I'm so glad I brought this up on the podcast, because I feel like if I didn't, you'd be like, No.
No, I'd be so. You said they might have one there a week ago. You told me this, and I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
This is like.
Right.
What do you mean? Like we're me and you haven't had time to ourselves.
Right.
In. I mean, I'm still waiting for that honeymoon, bro.
I know, me too.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Well,
let's figure it out.
I don't know if it's even possible. I wanted to talk to you about it first, but like, oh my gosh, he'd be so excited.
Yeah. But we did this thing where we took a weekend and we took him and all the kids and we took him up to Monterey Bay so we could have the aquarium experience and that. And it was the best day of his life. You know, that's what he says. And now I got us tickets so you could see Chapel Run, so we could see Chapel Run at a music festival. Mm-hmm. And this is your cuttlefish. This is so we can go see your cuttlefish.
I know, but I care about my kids. I know you do, more than my cuttlefish.
So do I. But you want to turn into a cuttlefish? I get it.
I don't know.
I get that. That we're gonna be there. Certainly can't go see it without him and send him pictures.
And also, I don't want to go back to San Francisco. Like.
What we could do is like check it out and see if it like would be good for kids and like if you could actually see it and then
I know that information.
Okay.
So I do know that is
true.
You've
been there before?
No, I've just done a lot of research on the place. Like, okay. I do know that we can all go and he can see it for sure. Mm-hmm. But it's like, do we want to go back to San Francisco? Like, we're already going. Like, do we want to pay for another trip to San Francisco?
We don't have a ticket for him to go to outside
land. I know. I love that we're literally...
And we already
out.
Have flights in a so you would have to change the flights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Add another flight for
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm. And someone else because he can't go to the festival.
Right.
So we'd have to bring like a babysitter or a family member. It'd be a lot.
Yeah.
But like maybe worth it?
Maybe worth it.
You tell us what to do in the comments. What should we do? Should we bring him? Anyway,
I would say go back another time. It's honestly, it's in 4 days that we're leaving and you're saying go early.
Uh-huh. Well, anyway,
that sounds like
this is probably
expensive and not exactly the romantic getaway that I had.
Yeah. I don't know that
we would do anything for him.
I thought this would
cuttlefish.
Be fun to have this conversation on the podcast, but now I'm like, oh, this is probably the most boring content we've put on a podcast episode
maybe,
yet.
Yeah.
But anyway, I have an idea of something I wanted to do with you.
Okay.
I thought about this before, but then I always forget when we start filming. And then when we talked about how you do Google searches, it reminded me of this thing I thought that would be fun.
Okay.
I think it'd be fun to go through our search history and find funny things that we have Google searched, like the most recent things we've Google searched.
Okay.
Because I'm sure they're hysterical.
The last thing I Google searched was armpit. Why?
Armpit, why? Well, uh-huh. Mine will be like full sentences of insaneness, but let me...
How do you see that?
You just go to your... I can show you. Can I show you?
Just show me.
Here, give me your phone.
Yeah, sure. I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh, he has secrets. He doesn't want me to know.
How do my armpits right now?
Here, you just go to Safari or whatever. Go to your search engine.
Yeah.
Oh, you delete them all.
What do you mean?
You don't have all the tabs open?
Why would I have all the tabs open?
Well, how do you not? I mean...
Like closed tabs. Because it drains the battery. Then you have like...
Oh, I thought that... I don't know. Then I don't know how to find your most recent Google searches. Well, I have I have over 500 tabs open.
You have over... Hold on. This is in. This is in the podcast. You went to show me and you were like, wait, let me see all your... And I just have the one tab open because then you close them. But you, uh-huh. How many tabs do you have open?
497.
Are you kidding me? Your phone is actively on 400 and something websites right now?
Yeah. Well, it was on 500. I just took three off because you made me, I felt weird. So I started deleting them.
I think that's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
I know.
That's crazy, Colleen.
I know.
You just never close browser tabs? You just keep them all open?
I guess not.
500? How long has this been going on?
Apparently forever. Do you want to know some of my searches? My most recent searches?
But you're not telling me your searches. These are literally just open tabs in your phone?
Yeah, yeah.
I heard that like drains the battery.
I mean, I won't say like most of them are like clothes for the kids and like summer camps and registering kids and things. You know, it's a lot of that stuff. Uh-huh. But I'll read the ones that are not those things.
Okay.
If that's interesting to you. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so we figured out how to find Eric's recent Google searches, even though he doesn't have tabs open. But we can go back and forth saying some of our past Google searches, okay?
Sure.
So do you want me to go first?
Sure.
I have a lot.
Go for it.
One of the most recent things that I Googled was other word for cocky. Like, how could I not think of that on my own?
I'm drawing a blank. What did it say?
I don't know. I didn't click on
arrogant?
It. Arrogant? Yeah. Arrogant, conceited. I guess I can't see. Overconfident.
What was this for? Do you remember it for
I
what?
I have no idea. I do not
remember.
Were
you composing a text?
No, I don't remember.
Something and you're like, I don't want to say that word.
I literally have no idea.
An email, perhaps?
I don't know.
Okay.
All right. What's yours?
Root boring beetle.
Well, I know what that is.
Yeah.
We found a root boring beetle.
Well, it was a Google search. We found a beetle and I was looking it up about what it does. So there's a crazy looking beetle that I caught for Flynn, but it apparently lives in the ground eating the roots of citrus trees. Not no bueno for
fruit trees in general. It just ruins trees.
For fruit trees.
See, but yours makes sense. Mine won't make sense.
No, mine are all like very, I feel like they're all like dude, dad kind of searches.
See, most of my searches of my 500 were Taylor Swift tickets, stuff for our kids, like clothes for the kids. Programs
Wait, this
for
game
the kids.
You're just telling me them all now, or are you going to read the other ones?
No, I'm only reading the ones that are like not that. Oh. You know, like because most of my Google searches are stuff for the kids and then Taylor Swift stuff.
Okay.
Like Taylor Swift tickets, looking them up every day. Okay, here's another one.
Okay.
Don't remember Googling this. Best robot mops.
I don't think do they make well.
I don't know.
Roombas are terrible.
I don't like Roombas.
Do they make a robot? I think they do, but I'm sure it's like very expensive and doesn't really just get a mop.
Yeah, I agree. You got another one for me? I have so many.
This like smoked turkey rub.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's uh-huh. It.
Because guess what? Because I was trying to make the Disneyland turkey legs.
And you did.
In a smoker, and I did.
You did it.
And they were inedible.
Yeah.
They were not good.
Here's a good one.
Okay.
Don't remember searching this. How to stir peanut butter.
Like, oh, that's a good one. Did you find
how
anything?
How to stir peanut, you stir it.
Here's the thing, with stirs peanut butter, which is most peanut butters now, unless you're buying like Skippy.
Oh, you're talking like
there is, it's just like, it'll say like no stir, but then you obviously have to stir it a little bit. Even the ones that say no stir, there's like the oil on top, yeah. So you do have to stir them.
Yeah.
But the regular ones, it's like, there is no way to stir this. It is like concrete at the bottom and then like granule kind of like
I do
oily
remember what it said,
stuff
though.
And then oil. And there is no way to do it without making an entire mess where the oil then goes down the side of the coffee thing.
Coffee.
I think I need coffee.
Yeah.
Down the side of the peanut butter thing. And then the jar is sticky forever because you can never get it off.
Yeah. I remember now Googling this actually.
Okay. And what did it say?
And I remember it said to turn it upside down and let it sit in your pantry like upside down for a day. And then when you turn it back around, then it's like kind of already partially mixed. And then most of the oil is like dripped down to the bottom.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah. And it does
and
work.
Like
I remember doing it.
A relatively easy solution.
Yeah.
But this is information that I needed.
See, it's
a so
good thing
you.
I searched it.
Yeah.
I have more. Do you want more? I want to hear yours. Yeah. If you have yours. Available.
Original Nestle Toll House chocolate chip cookie recipe.
Okay.
Because I surprised you with cookies.
You did. That was very sweet of you.
And we didn't have a bag where it's usually on the bag. We just had like a container of chocolate chips. So I had to look it up.
So a lot of narwhal stuff, narluga, whales, you know, because we've talked about this stuff on the on the podcast. I one day randomly searched Shar Pei.
Like the dog?
Probably more so the High School Musical character.
High School Musical?
Yes. You know, the movie series, like Disney.
There's a character named Shar Pei.
Are you? Yes, the one that I did at Disney.
Yeah. Were you Shar Pei?
Yeah. And also, it depended on the
day.
That
sounds like a breed of dog. Is it?
I don't know. I think so. I don't know.
They made a character named Shar Pei?
Mm-hmm.
They were like, what's a good character name? Shar Pei, what are her traits? What's her?
She's sassy. She's like popular. She's always gets the lead.
And they were like.
And she's like, oh my God.
And then someone writing it was like, what about Shar Pei?
I want it all. I want it. Want it, want it. That was my song. It's her song.
I've seen the video of you doing it. I've never seen the movie.
Oh, what?
What's wrong?
Are you talking about?
I've never seen High School Musical, any of them. None of the movies, I believe it's a TV series now, right?
This might be grounds for divorce.
Really?
You've never seen High School Musical?
None, no. Nah, not one time.
What's wrong with you?
Zac Efron, right? Is that what made him famous?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you joking?
Who else is in it?
You've seen it.
I have never seen it.
You've never seen any of it?
Never seen. How many are there of that movie?
There's three.
Never seen any
of
them.
The first two were on Disney Channel, and then the third one was in the movie theaters.
Oh my gosh. Did you go?
Of course I did. I was in it at Disney. I saw it before anyone else did.
Wait, so I don't understand. The Disney one wasn't first, and then they were like, we should make a TV show of this. It was a TV show, and then they were like, we should put this on.
It was never a TV show. It's a movie.
Oh, okay. So
now it's a TV show. You mean the current one? That's
yeah. Okay. So the old one, the movie, it was the movie first, and then Disney was like, we'll put this in in the land.
Well,
in the world.
Wait, what? In Disneyland? Is that what you're asking? Yes. Yeah. So it was a movie. Mm-hmm. Very, very successful, low budget Disney Channel movie.
Okay.
And it was so incredibly successful.
What year did it come out?
I don't know. I don't remember that.
Just roughly.
I literally have no idea. But do you think at this point, have a clue?
Do you think at that point in my life, I was watching the Disney Channel?
No, but I wasn't.
Had access to the Disney Channel
No,
even?
But I wasn't, but I watched it. It's like, you're a theater guy. It was a movie about like musical theater. It was so exciting.
Oh, yeah, no.
And it was like one of the first ones that came out. Like there was like Glee and there was that. And it was like what started like people being like, oh, maybe theater people aren't as nerdy as we thought.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was so iconic. And then they made a parade show of it at Disney. And then they did High School Musical 2, which was very fun. Great songs in that one as well. And they did a parade for that. And then they made a movie for movie theaters, High School Musical 3, which is the final of the three movies. And that's the one that I did at Disney.
Okay.
At Disneyland. And we got to see the movie.
Are they still in high school at this point?
Yeah, they graduate in High School Musical 3.
It takes a long time to make a movie. So to come up with three movies and they're all in high school, I mean.
Well, the first two were pretty low budget. I don't think it took much time.
Okay.
But then the third one, they graduated in the third one. And then there's a new TV show, or I don't know if it's still, I don't think it's still on. I don't know, actually. There's a High School Musical TV show and Olivia Rodrigo was on that show.
Oh, okay.
And
she's famous.
I've never seen that show, but I know that people like it and she's talented and great.
Yeah.
But I'm like really blown. I really cannot believe you haven't seen High School Musical and we're definitely watching it tonight.
Ugh.
Like we actually have to.
I don't know if that's what I want to do with my 1 hour of free time a day. Well,
there have been so many times where you watch dragon shows and history, war shows and like
shows.
Gladiator shows and things that I like just sit here and politicky shows.
When we're recording this, last night was the season finale of Dragon Show and it was a 70 minute season finale where literally almost nothing happened. It was almost like it was a trailer for the next season, which is probably going to come out in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like all this buildup, so much so that I'm like, well, something's got to happen that I, you know, if you've ever done this thing where you pause, you're like excited about a show and you pause it or a movie and you pause it to see how much time is left. Mm-hmm. Have you ever done that?
Mm-hmm.
So I pause it and I see there's 15 minutes left. So I'm like, oh,
this is going to be the craziest 15 minutes. Yeah.
Dragon stuff's about to go down. And right after I pause it, it's just like face card cut to black. And I was like, you gotta be kidding. The 15 minutes was like, the post credits interviews with the cast about how awesome they thought the episode was or whatever, which they're, you know, they're all fantastic and whatever. And you know, it's better than a lot of stuff on TV. So like I enjoy a good dragon show, but literally it was like a trailer for the next season. It was so frustrating.
I'm so sorry, love.
That was my night last night.
That's horrible.
But yeah, getting me to sit down and watch High School Musical these days. It's a tough.
We're doing it.
It's a tough task.
I almost feel like we should film it. Like anyway. Okay. Do you have any more Google searches? I have like a billion that are actually,
men's pink vintage Western shirt.
Okay.
Why do you think I was looking up that?
I know why, because we're going to see Chapel Roan.
Yeah. I don't know I know what you're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
You're wearing your pink pony club, corset that you've been bedazzling.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what should I wear?
You've bought like 8 shirts.
No, I didn't. I bought 8 shirts.
Here's
one. What else you got?
Gourd carving into bowl.
Get out of here.
And right after that, I searched antihistamine for itching.
Did you get itchy from the gourd cutting?
I don't know.
Did you cut a gourd?
I don't know.
Well, I know you were homeschooled and you took a gourd carving class where you just wanted to do that with the kids or something?
See, here's the thing. It's like with mine, you're wanting context and explanations and I don't have them. And that's what's interesting and ridiculous to me about mine. But yours... I feel like you remember why you Googled most of them. And so like you have an explanation and they make logical sense. Mine are just absolute chaos.
I can't believe that. I can't believe that you're just abstractly. You're like Gort.
No. When I searched it, I had a reason to. I don't remember it now. So now out of context, it just seems so bizarre. You know?
Yeah. My next one is Cookie Puss.
Cookie Puss?
Cookie Puss?
What? Like puss?
No, puss.
Why did you search Cookie Puss?
Okay, this is a good story. This is a great story.
I'm scared.
Actually, there, in my memory, is a Carvel ice cream cake called Cookie Puss.
What?
And I can remember seeing commercials for it, and there was Cookie Puss commercials, and it was one of like, you know how they have like Fudgy the Whale? Have you heard of Fudgy the Whale?
No.
Also, like so Carvel had like kind of three staple ice cream cakes, and one of them was called Cookie Puss, and Child is obsessed with octopi at the moment. And I was like, oh, I think there's an ice cream cake that's an octopus. So I looked up Cookie Puss. It wasn't an octopus. It was like an alien. It was like a cake that looked like an alien, and where it had an ice cream cone for a nose. Nothing like, no octopus reference whatsoever. They literally said it was an alien from another place, but they named it Cookie Puss. I just think this is absurd.
Well, my mind didn't go to an octopus when you say Cookie Puss. I thought maybe a pussycat.
Oh, okay. That's where it went, huh?
But, okay.
So now I'm going to, 1 second. I just have to show you. So this is a Cookie Puss. We can put the picture on the screen
if
you want.
What? You thought that was an octopus?
In my mind, I was like, there's a cake. Oh, right. There was an ice cream cake called Cookie Puss. I wonder if Carvel still makes it. And in my mind, I pictured an octopus cake, but it's certainly not.
What is it? It's just like a weird looking man.
I got the rescue present from out of state. My real name is Cookie Puss, but my friends call me CP. I'm a Carvel ice cream cake.
Love.
And I made fresh daily.
That is terrifying.
Carvel ice cream stores. Yeah.
Turn
this
that
is an
off.
Actual Cookie Puss commercial from 1982. Had a 1-800 number you could call to order it.
Oh my God.
Life was different back then, man. That's crazy.
Wild. I don't remember that. And yep. That's
so I
wild.
Searched for Cookie Puss and thinking it was I could get an octopus cake for our son.
Well, you can't.
I did. It did not. That one did not work out.
Here's another one for me. I won't do too many more because I don't know if I have 500. It could be a while.
I'm entertained.
Do chickens eat carrots?
Do they?
I don't know. Do they eat you? Do they nip at you?
They nip at me. They give me little nips. No, they're not too bad though. I can feed our chickens by hand and I'm pretty comfortable with that.
Okay.
But you're talking about carrots specifically, but you don't remember what it said?
No.
Why are you searching these things if you're not going to retain the information?
I don't retain any information.
It just goes in and goes out. You like search for
it's like I want to know in that moment and then I'm satisfied. Do you have more?
Salmon internal temp. That's information.
145.
Yeah, that's information that I can never retain.
145, chickens 165.
Chicken 165. What's a rare steak?
I don't cook steak, so I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like I kind of know these things, but I feel like every time I cook one of these things,
you ask me.
I ask you or I have to Google it. Mm-hmm. I think I also have to Google it. So I don't retain that information. So
right.
We're the same.
Yeah, we are the same. Here's a good couple of searches. The first one is my bleeding normal? The next one is,
what do you mean?
I don't know what I mean.
You know what you mean for that. You forgot what the bleeding one was?
I didn't know what that was until then this next one that I was, but I still don't remember this, searching this. Funny bleeding cartoon, period. Like I was looking for a GIF. Like I was looking for like a funny like graphic or GIF. I'm assuming to text someone like my sister or like Teeny or something about my period or something.
Your
monthlies? Being heavy is what I would assume that was about. I don't remember, but I assume that's what it's about.
Okay.
You'll be proud of me for this one. Okay. I searched Detroit Lions colors.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm skipping those. I have a lot of those. Cuttlefish poster, tides of Santa Barbara, the tide charts. I searched... What is prune juice made of? Because someone commented on our last episode, what you should be talking about is how they make prune juice when it's a dried fruit. Well, apparently there is a process where you extract the juice by boiling the prunes, and then you take out the pits from whatever is left when you boil the prunes, and that's why they call it prune juice and not plum juice. Listener who was very concerned about that and how that process works. But see, I Googled it. Guess what? Retain the information.
I didn't.
And I'm able to educate people on why they call it prune juice and not plum juice.
Fascinating.
The world is better for it.
I agree.
Go for it.
One last one. Self-care high top Converse.
I don't understand.
I don't either.
Self-care?
I don't know, love. It's what I searched.
Like, are you trying to clean a pair of high tops?
I don't know. I literally do not know.
Self-care Converse?
High top Converse, specifically. I Googled that for some reason.
Maybe like someone was wearing Converse in like a song or music video called Self-Care.
No.
And you're like, I want those.
No.
Converse.
That didn't happen. Interesting.
And then, so just to bookend this, armpits, why? And then the last one was, how do you view your web browsing history on Safari?
Nice.
Yeah.
Fascinating. And now you guys know. I know you were all really, really curious what our Google searches were.
Yeah.
I thought that would be really funny.
Really? Yeah. Why? What do you think it was going to be?
Well, I thought it would be a lot of just like really weird, funny searches that made no sense, but yours all made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. That was my bad idea, but.
Well, that was a great idea.
Thank you.
What's your shirt say? Stay coo? Mm-hmm. What does coo mean?
Look at it.
Is it a pigeon?
Yes. We talked about pigeons on the podcast.
Oh, I get it. Yes, we talk about pigeons often on the podcast, but do they coo?
Yes.
Is that where you?
What do you mean?
Is that why? Stay coo?
Like stay cool?
Yeah.
But I get that.
They left the L off the word cool.
Coo, like they're pigeons?
Coo, coo. That would be your impression of a pigeon?
Yeah, like a coo. Like they make a cooing sound.
I guess
sound.
They do kind of coo, yeah.
Isn't that, I thought that's what everyone thought. Is that not? I mean, it's on a shirt. I would assume that's what people thought.
Yeah, I would say that's a general consensus if it's on a shirt. If it's on a shirt, then it's real.
Yeah. Well, Lovey, I would love to keep podcasting with you right now, but unfortunately it is 10 trillion and a half degrees in this room. We need to get an air conditioner in here so that we can podcast longer for hours and hours and hours and read every Google search of all 500 that I have.
Yeah.
But please leave us a bunch of comments for us to read next week, because I'm sure you guys will tell us what you want to hear us talk about, and it won't be our recent Google searches. So let us know what you want us to talk about next week. And maybe we will have taken Flynn to San Francisco to see a cuttlefish by that point.
Well, by our next podcast, will we have seen Chapel Roan?
Yes.
Are you scared about that?
Scared about seeing Chapel Roan?
Yeah.
Scared about how much I'm going to cry from happiness.
Yeah. Well, I'm more like from what I've seen on the internet, like the crowd size and everything, like it looks like, oh, that's fun. But also I haven't been in that situation in many years, like being at a music festival in a very big crowd. Are you nervous about that?
Yeah. But I'll be with you. So I'll.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to be crazy, man.
Yeah. It's going to be really wild. It's going to be bananas.
So we'll be able to talk about that.
But I know we're only going to see her, and that's like getting me through, and I'm like excited.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. It's going to be so fun.
Me too.
But thanks for listening, everyone. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.